Okay, sind genau jetzt schon. Okay. So, it's a joint work with Paul Bressler, Richard Nest, and Boris Tigan. It's joint work in progress. So, first, I would like to talk about some motivation for what I will be discussing and maybe explain why the words Fourier integral operators appear in the title. So, Fourier integral operators, so are integral operators so they operate so between sections on two different bundles on two different manifolds, priori or functions on different manifolds, whose kernel is given by oscillatory integral of this form. So here theta is a parameter which runs through certain auxiliary space Rn, or we can replace Rn by actually any cone. A is a symbol, so it satisfies the same conditions as ordinary symbols of pseudo-differential operators. So in our case, we'll be interested in the classical case. So A of x, y, theta will have the composition into homogeneous components in theta, but theory can be developed for any kinds of pseudo-differential symbols. And phi of x, y, theta, which is a phase function, is homogeneous of degree 1 in theta. And so this integral defines a distribution. Actually, we'll be interested in operators acting on half density, so f x, y is half density in x and y. And we consider operators whose integral kernel is given by this. Now, so locally, in local coordinates. Now it is quite clear that if one changes coordinates, one gets expression of this type, which can look rather differently. For example, one gets a different function, well, not to mention a different symbol A. So the question is, how can one associate somewhat more canonical object to it? And the corresponding object, which characterizes the class of functions phi, is Lagrangian submanifold of the product of cotangent bundles. So assume that A is Fourier integral operator, which acts from, well, let me assume that acts between functions from manifold x to manifold y. We can associate Lagrangian to a locally defined phase function where I would need to remove a zero section of it. So maybe let me, at some moment I probably will stop writing it. So all the cotangent bundles have zero sections removed. And let me put here a negative sign, which yes. Variable x is in manifold y, and variable y is in manifold x. Yes. So, yes. No. Oh, and I also didn't write the formula, so by which is kernel of. Yes, well, maybe it's f integral of f of x, k of x, y. No, I think at some moment I would rather switch to alphabetic order of action, yes. Okay, so this Lagrangian has the property that wave front of the kernel is contained in the set L prime, where L prime is the set of points x, xi, y, eta in the product of the cotangent bundle, so that x, xi, y, negative eta is in Lagrangian. So, well, again, by stationary phase method, it's rather easy to describe Lagrangian explicitly in terms of phase function. And one sees that this Lagrangian is canonically associated to an operator. In other words, if you change coordinates and obtain a different representation of this operator with a different phase function, the Lagrangian doesn't change. Conversely, given a Lagrangian, so the class of operators whose phase function defines this Lagrangian depends only on the Lagrangian. Okay. So, maybe just to give an idea, some basic examples of free integral operators. Well, the most basic example, of course, absolute differential operator. In this case, well, one can choose a phase function locally of this form, and xi here can be thought of as varying in the cotangent bundle, but theta here doesn't have to. So, okay. In this case, corresponding Lagrangian is diagonal in this product. Right? Here, the differential operators, of course, define only when four operators acting from manifold to itself. Okay. So another example, if you have local diffeomorphism between two manifolds, or in general just any smooth map, then pullback along this map would be Fourier integral operator. So locally one can write a phase function in this form, okay, for this transformation. Just pull back on functions. So with this function operators, you get a composition of pullback as two differential operators. So the corresponding Lagrangian here would be the graph of the of the defi of the induced diffeomorphism of the cotangent bundles. So these are, though not exactly the operators which we want to consider. So the following question was posed and answered by Gilliman and Sternberg. Note paper. So the answer the following question: when, if you fix Lagrangian, when the set of Fourier integral operators which you get, when will it be an algebra? Okay. So before doing it, let me discuss the composition of Fourier integral operators. You can describe it explicitly. So this is a distribution, right? It's a certain distribution, and it will have, and this distribution will have a wave front. You can describe it in terms of phi explicitly. You can say, yeah. So, see where differential is zero, just then the set is mapped. So there is an explicit relation which you can write down, but you can just state it. Yes. So composition, and since I will be interested only in operators which act from functions on the manifold to functions of the same manifold, or other sections of the bundle. Sections bundle, let me from now on assume that x equals y. So assume that we have two Fourier integral operators with corresponding Lagrangians, L1 and L2. So we need to assume the following. So if we can form the product, it will lie in the fourth Cartesian product of the tangent bundle with itself. And inside it, we can take product of the two outside cotangent bundles with the diagonal. Okay? We assume that this intersection is clean. Clean means that tangent bundle to the intersection is intersection of the tangent bundles. It's some generalization of transversality. Okay. In this case, intersection will be a nice manifold, and we can project it onto the Cartesian square of cotangent bundle. So let's call this projection P. This projection will be another Lagrangian submanifold, which we'll call composition of the two Lagrangians. And it is true that composition of two Fourier integral operators will lie in the Lagrangian, which corresponds to their composition. So what is immediately clear from this description is that for a generic Lagrangian, you don't get an algebra of free integral operators. Even if you can compose two of them, you will get free integral operators with a different Lagrangian. You need this condition of cleanliness of intersection. Yes. But the question is rather different. Whether can one describe nice Lagrangian whose composition with itself would be that Lagrangian again? So algebra is in this category. So.
There is a question of the cleanness. You could also always get an algebra by taking out the Cartesian nonsense and then composing.
Yes, but then one runs into cleanliness problem eventually. Yes, and the answer of Gilliman and Sternberg, which I will state, is under some rather mild topological condition actually gives complete description of Lagrangians for which you get an algebra. So the question is,
you could take, I don't know, a semi-group of L's which compose and so on, and then you would have to look for an algebra constant to that. Speaking to an L is a little bit tricky. First, if I consider a cross product by diffeomorphisms, I would like to consider all of them together, not a single one.
Okay. So last motivation is that one does get an interesting class of operators in that way, which apparently have some interest other than this. So, in other words, when do we have this question? And so, maybe before stating an answer, let me just review some definitions from symplectic geometry. So, assume now that X is symplectic. So omega sub X is the corresponding symplectic form. A subset of X is called quasi-symplectic. If the orthogonal complement to the tangent space with respect to the symplectic form is contained in T sigma. So these are large subspaces. Lagrangians are the minimal quasi-tropic spaces. Okay. So in this case, this will be an integrable subbundle. So it defines a foliation on sigma. Sometimes this foliation actually fibrates. And for example, the situation in this symplectic reduction questions. So if we obtain such a vibration, then the base of this vibration is canonically symplectic. So there exists a unique form on the base such that its lift on sigma coincides with symplectic structure. Yeah, on the foliation you get canonically a transfer symplectic structure. Okay. So now, and sorry for the confusion, X would be now a manifold, the symplectic manifold would be its cotangent bundle. Okay. So we would like to construct a Lagrangian in the square of the cotangent bundle, which has a property that its composition with itself is equal to itself. So fix a conic quasi-tropic in the cotangent bundle. So all the spaces which we discuss will have to be homogeneous with respect to nature of action of the group of multiplicative group of tangent bundle. So get a conic quasi-tropic. And first assume that the corresponding foliation vibrates. Then we can define the corresponding Lagrangian well, it's essentially fiber product of sigma with itself. It is immediate that the composition of the set with itself will be itself, so the only thing which is one has to verify that this is indeed the Lagrangian. Okay. Now, the general case. Of course, one cannot take pairs of points in the same leaf, as this will be highly singular set. However, one can realize it as an image of immersed Lagrangian. Namely, well, just familiar construction, one can define L sigma to be the graph of foliation sigma, and via the range and source map it embeds, it rather immerses the Lagrangian in the probe. Yes. It's
a group of isolated composition also.
Yes. So it, in general, it will be again immersion, but well, rather highly singular.
So
in general. Yes. No, but it actually, I think, it exists, though not all the theorems are established in this generality,
yeah,
but
yes.
And Pesh says that Hermander does is precisely that actually. So I was assault in this moment. So big part of the theory is stated in precisely these terms. So with such a Lagrangian, we do obtain an algebra of operators, and I would like to state an index question for such an algebra. Okay. By the way, operators in this algebra are essentially never Fredholm, right? With except of the trivial case. Yes. So. Again, so what I really would like to discuss are deformations of this kind in general symplectic, but let me just say a few words about, well, why do we want to study such deformation? This is in the hope to discuss index theorem for this algebra. So,
concrete example of
such a sigma? Yes, so... somewhat stupid example would be to take something with the base manifold, foliation or vibration, and to take a normal bundle to it. Then you will be talking about operators acting along the leaves of this vibration. Or generally where this would arise when you write some system of equations on the manifold. No, just some system of equations. For example, classical example, when you have a group action and you would like to look at the invariance of it. And then you compress pseudo-differential operators on the invariance. So this no longer would be the differential operators, but would be precisely into operators of this type. Or if you have a group of symplectomorphism acting on a cotangent bundle, then you quantize it to a group of free integral operators, which is always possible, and then compress to invariance. So this is probably situation. And let me again say a few more words about general Fourier integral operators. So one has a symbolic calculus for Fourier integral operators. So one can define a principal symbol Fourier integral operator, and it will be an object living on the Lagrangian, and it will be a section of certain line bundle. First of all, half densities, since we want all operators in half densities, and then there is additional factor about which have one same. It's mass of bundle, so it's a line bundle, which is the structure group Z4, so it's canonically affected. So, in this situation, we can identify So if restrict ourselves to compactly supported symbols. This can be identified, well, at least as a vector space, with the convolution algebra of the corresponding foliation. So the only thing is that we have a little bit more half densities than we want. We get them in the transversal direction as well, but transversal direction has a canonical symplectic form. So we don't care. So this is. Yes. The structure group of the mass of a bundle is a cyclic group of order 4. So
there was an exponential I pi over 4.
No, I think it's over 2. Yes, I think it's only 1 I. Yes. Again, unless I'm mistaken, it's just over 4. Oh, over 2. Okay. Okay, so one can then consider the following algebra. So for the integral operators corresponding to this Lagrangian, let me restrict an order by. So I should say that the notion of order here is, which is going to use here, is not the notion of order which Hermander uses, and in general. We have a foliation which is homogeneous in which positive numbers act with dilation, and the notion of order here is just the order of homogeneity in this direction. In general, the discrepancy with Hermander definition comes from the fact that we have half densities in the picture, and when you dilate them, they introduce certain numbers. So therefore, this notion of order differs from Hermander by a certain fixed number. Okay, and then we obtain. The familiar sequence, well, extension, and actually at this moment we can pass to closures to obtain a sequence of sister algebras. Here we obtain sister algebra of the foliation. Actually, I should say that while it's slightly true, I still have to prove that this is indeed the closure in the regular representation and not some other closure. Actually, at this moment, let me remark that it seems quite interesting that what we obtain by this construction immediately has certain classes in K homology of the foliation algebra. Which
it's another extension.
Yes. And there is no all the constructions which I know are start from this Hilstrom Scandalis construction, then your refinement for differential operators. And this is a different source of K homology class for foliations. And I believe every foliation which has transversal symplectic structure can arise either in this context or in slightly more general context when one looks at Fourier integral operators with complex space. Yes.
The index theorem computes,
and actually I don't think they're that different from the old one. But, classes. No, actually, I think that what happens here is similar to this result. We have sub-differential extension which gives class in K-homology of the sphere bundle, and we have a class given by Dirac operator, and they coincide. And something like this happens in this case, apparently. So this class of this extension is a class of certain we live with square subset an operator of this kind, so I don't think it's different to the class. Okay, and so maybe we just finish this discussion of fancy discussion of the motivation just by saying that immediately we get a map from the K theory exact sequence. We get a map from K1 theory into here. Yes, and the question is compute this index in topological term. Now, if we have a vibration, this index question has, let's say, more explicit reformulation. So we can notice that we are talking about here about not Fredholm operators, right? So to clarify it, so let's consider this case. In this situation, this algebra are families of fiberwise integral operators on the vibration sigma over B, and was shown by Alan Weinstein that one has a rank one projection in every fiber operator of this, that one can quantize it to a projection, to the self-adjoint projection, the free integral operator algebra. In this case, this index question can be reformulated as follows. Compute index of operator of this form on range of the projection P. A here can be free integral operator of this kind, or it can be just pseudo-differential operators. After we compress them by this adiposity, we get the same kind of operators. So again, archetypical situation is when you would like to compute index of something on invariant fraction of the group. So this finishes the part of the motivation. Many times, let me just say a few words as to our plan to approach this problem. So the idea is to convert this into a question about the deformations, and then solve this question. So maybe a few generalities on deformations. So X now from now on will be just symplectic manifold. The deformation as a vector space consists of this power series in H, and the product, star product, which is H linear, has this form, okay, where the CN are bidifferential operators. So deformations are classified by second homology of manifold X, or rather power series in H, with coefficients in second cohomology, and with every deformation one can associate class which begins with symplectic form over IH and then actually starts a power series in H which presents this cohomology class. Equivalence relations, okay, it's just isomorphism of algebras, which is H linear.
Yeah, you mean isomorphism given by a form
of series. Well, yes. Yeah. Actually, well, an interesting fact, which I think was found recently, is that the requirement that the coefficients in this power series are differential operators is not needed. It's automatic. So, I think, until rather recently, it was assumed, but yeah, well, very simple proof. This observation was made surprisingly just a few years ago. Okay, so we also need algebraic index theorem, which is of next Figan and Fedosov, which states the following. If we have two, say, idempotents of this algebra, so that the difference is complexly supported, one more element which I forgot to mention is as well, so there is a canonical trace on this deformation. Okay. Then the theorem computes trace of a difference in topological terms. So here I need to define what's sigma in this case, and sigma is the map from deformation to functions, reduction modulo H. So I would like to obtain a similar result for Fourier integral operators. Before this, we need to address questions to how we see Fourier integral operators in this picture. For a typical example of a deformation comes from pseudo-differential operators. Calculus of the differential operators gives a deformation of the cotangent bundle. So, as is clear from the discussion of the composition which we had before, if one has a Fourier integral operator and composes it with pseudo-differential operator on either side, one obtains a Fourier integral operator with the same Lagrangian. Therefore, Fourier integral operators naturally have a structure per module over pseudo-differential operators. Therefore, the notion of Fourier integral operators, which is typical for this context, is a notion of modules over a deformed algebra. So assume that L side X is Lagrangian and assume that, well, from now on we consider only the formation whose class is just given by symplectic form. Otherwise we cannot associate module to every Lagrangian but only to those on which the class of the deformation is zero. Okay. Here there are no such conditions. And again, Nest and Figan constructed a module over deformed algebra, and construction is essentially canonical. And you need to prescribe what is reduction of this module over H. It has to be a certain line bundle. Okay. Now, okay, it still has to be massive line bundle times this, and then the construction is canonical. And again, this module is realized as section of certain shifts, so it makes sense to talk about compactly supported section and so on. So now let me state the result, which is the formation quantization, an analog of the result which we seek for Fourier integral operators. So we start with chiasotropic inside X and assume that the foliation vibrates. In this case, we can, as before, construct Lagrangian into a product of X with opposite. And we can consider the corresponding module. First statement is that on this module there is a canonical structure of an algebra. So more precisely, there is a map of bimodules over the deformed algebra, which would be an isomorphism if the fibers are connected.
You just say that this correspondence was an eigenproduct.
Yes, yes. Okay. The main work in all of this is to actually construct an analog of composition for bimodules, or rather just and prove the property of us. So we clearly have tensor product, but to be able to identify such tensor product as, again, by module of this type, okay, that's the only place which needs work, but
probably more general statement. I mean, if we then have to take two, Lagrangian which are in the scheme position,
It is correct. I had some hope to discuss some proof, and proof of this is significantly simpler. Maybe let me just mention the reason. The reason is that to construct such modules, one needs to choose a Fedosov connection which has some compatibility with the Lagrangian. And it's much easier to construct such connection which has compatibility with one chiasotropic rather than compatibility with several Lagrangians. So the
it is possible,
but the compatibility which we can achieve is not as good, and therefore construction becomes somewhat more involved, and it seems that there is a real obstruction at this moment. It's possible to push it through, but it's significantly simpler in this case. Again, just since one needs to take care of one subspace rather than it's canonical in general too. Yes. The construction which we have somehow gives this canonical identification. So,
even by making local choice.
Yes, it's all the choices are differ by homotopies. So homotopy.
It's not canonical. It's
only canonical to homotopy. So these shifts essentially are cohomologies of something. So this bimodal is actually cohomologies of something. So when we pass to the cohomologies, these homotopies are no longer seen. So these are really zeros cohomology of certain complex. Maps between complexes are only canonical up to homotopy. There are many choices, but they all represent by homotopy. But on the cohomology, the result is independent. What we do. So, second, we have a symbol map. From this synthesis, well, into the convolutional algebra of the corresponding foliation, and finally, well, I should say that there is again a canonical trace on this algebra trace, and trace will be unique if you have connectedness of something, or space of traces will have the dimension which is equal to number of connected components of something. So if this vibration has connected fibers, then with values in power series in H, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So trace can be viewed actually in two ways. It can be viewed as a trace in an algebra, or it can be viewed as a Hochschild cocycle of this bimodule over deformed quantization. So trace of commutators with two differential operators vanishes. And finally, one has so I should put everywhere C, since only consider sections with compact support. And if we have third importance in the matrix over the algebra with unit adjoint, so that the difference in algebra, we can state so this is this algebra, and sigma disappeared, and plus means adjoining of a unit.
Oh, that's all.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You just adjoin a unit. You don't remove the compact support.
It's possible. Probably it is. One should be able to remove compact support, but what would mean idempotent in this is. If one can state what's important in here, then so if one can state it in this generality, one then probably it's okay. But the algebra is only these things with compact support. So what is an idempotent if one removes compact support is not.
Well, but then we should
say, yes. But even if we want to multiply, so it's less clear when you have two such elements in foliation algebra.
If you have multiplier, you can square the multiplier, and then you can say that it's equal to its
product. Yes.
Indeed, it's
up to H is just foliation algebra. So this is a foliation. But let me state it here in this form, and then one can ask as to what is this trace of a difference. And
you mean the coefficient of H is power 0?
What is this trace? No, I mean
the
full trace. Yes. It's not just the leading terms. It's full trace. So first of all, what will be the symbols of this idempotence? This will be a family of projections over the, so when so smoothing projection. So it will be, well, they will define some finite rank pair of finite rank bundles over the manifold B, and so this is a trend character of the difference in K theory. Then we need to multiply by exponent of the symplectic form on the B, of the canonical symplectic form, by A hat genus of the manifold B and integrate it over a B. B was the base of this vibration, over symplectic base of this vibration.
Has the power set in base bar?
Yes. Yes. So there is some question of normalization of the trace, rather which power of H has to be. It's likely that one needs to add H, well, to the power half of the dimension of the vibration to exactly agree with Fermander. Okay, but at least with one, well, the trace is unique up to normalization. So
this is in case you have a base.
This is in case, yeah, this is in case of a base. Actually, I should say that, well, big part of the proof makes sense when there is no base, but that's still not fully sure. Well, it seems to give something when there is no base, but what exactly it gives is not fully clear. But hypothetical answer is clear. We should get some cyclic cocycle of this kind on fullation algebra. But we're not there yet. And one other issue which still remains is to connect it with a non-formal situation, with real Fourier integral operators. There are some questions there as well.
I just want to ask you a similar question. You know, if you assume that you can lift the non-formal stuff and so on and so forth, then you use that to do the computation of the end experiment. Okay. Then how does it compare? I mean, because you were saying that you get the same cohomology class or, you know, something related.
Yes.
So, I mean, at least you should give you what you get.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, and maybe just one word as to what the logic of the passage from the collections in formal and non-formal. It's not really lifting formal things to non-to the real operators, but rather going in the opposite direction, starting with real operators, rescaling them, and obtaining deformation from the real operators, and see the trace on them gives the trace. So,
because the formula will give you the same formula
as
the other one twisted by the line bundle of the convective force.
Yeah, no. So. Yes, no. I mean, well, in the case of pseudo-differential operators, the class of symplectic form is exact, so is no longer seen, and in this case, actually, we have a conical symplectic manifold, so it's exact, yes. So I don't think we'll get the class is different. It's.